talking about a home,
talking about a home,
talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say at
home, talking about a home,
not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home, yeah. I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home, talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker, as well as the great Chris Isaac. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. We have a lot of home professionals that listen to our radio show Talking About a Home, and so if you're interested in making sure your pipeline is full for the fall season and into 2027, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call if you cater to affluent homeowners and would like to display at the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design. And also, she's teamed up with the folks from Tyndall Engineering, and also Brown Dog Builders. And they're presenting a very interesting interview talking about the advantage of working with a team. Mary Gerard with Better by Design, they are the designers, and also Tyndall Engineering. Oftentimes, an engineer is needed on a remodel project to stamp the plan. So, Brown Dog Builders. Very interesting coming up. We'll also be talking with veteran Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. And this is a new retail store on Clements Ferry Road. So, if you are in the market for a mattress, first of all, buy local, and if you can, buy from a veteran, is a Marine Corps veteran, Justin Morris. So we'll be talking to him, and also we'll be talking with Kristen Tim with Tidal Creek Design. This is certainly the time of year where people are doing lots of things outdoors. You probably are looking at your front yard or your backyard and saying, and you can call Kristen Tim with Tidal Creek Design, and she can create a landscape plan for you. And that is the most important part. You have to have a plan before you just start putting plants in the ground and trees and so forth. Very oftentimes, people plant trees and bushes and so forth too close to the home. And lo and behold, those they all grow, and suddenly you have a problem instead of something that is hard. But Kristen can create a landscape plan for you that can be done, and then she'll help you implement it either all at once or phase it in over time. So definitely want to stay tuned for that interview. It's going to be very interesting. Have you picked up the spring issue, our brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? On the cover is Charleston Entrepreneur. Barry Moore, Callie's Hot Little Biscuit. Invites us into her old village. This is kind of interesting. She is the only cover star who has been on our cover twice. Cover back in about 20. Different house in old village. Pleasant. Very interesting story to go. This, our spring issue, our bathroom. And taking a look at some great local projects, focusing on. Definitely want to pick up the new issue of Charleston. Also, got a great wallpaper. Lots of great tent. Charleston Home and Design spring issue out now. Available in just about any showroom that sells. Go ahead and pick that up and definitely benefit from it. As all of the stories in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, local projects, and tell you exactly who the contractors are who did these projects. You'll benefit. Have a great weekend.
And now we're talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design, and she is joined by two other companies that have joined forces as Charleston's complete renovation team. That would be the folks from Tyndall Engineering and also Brown Dog Builders. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm good, Tim. Thank you for having us this morning.
You bet.
I've got Mike Bastrito. He's the owner of Brown Dog Builders with me this morning, and Sheridan Hopkins with Tyndall Engineering.
All right. Well, very good. Well, how did this partnership come about, and what made you decide to work together?
Well, it started, we had a project together. Michael and I had done all the design work, and we brought Michael with Brown Dog Builders in to do the construction, and we had some structural elements to it. So we had met Sheridan and I at a professional women and builders event. And so we gave him a call, and they do the residential engineering for us. And the whole process, as we worked through it, worked so well that we've actually rolled it out on several projects since then. And we just thought this was a really simple way for homeowners to go from design through construction. And it seems to be working very well for us.
All right. Well, this is a little bit unusual. Most homeowners hire a designer, then they find an engineer, then they get contractor bids separately. Why is your approach different?
Well, when we start with design, we end up having a very defined project and scope of work, which leads to a more concise budget. It allows Michael, the builder, to really see what is being done there and can bid to the actual work, not in sort of guesses. And then with Sheridan, we can bring him in and he can help us with figure out the elements for the engineering. So that too impacts the schedule and also the budget.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's talk about some of those budget concerns. What keeps homeowners up at night? What's the biggest fear you hear from people considering a renovation?
Well, they really don't know where to start. You know, they bring in contractors. They don't really have a design. They want to make their kitchen bigger. There's not enough storage. There's a lot of variables that contribute to their need for renovation. And if you start with the contractor, he can only do his best in giving you a good guess estimate of what it's going to cost. So by starting with design, we can really lay it out on paper and address those questions for them. There are actual dimensions that go into a CAD program that allows for multiple solutions that are realistic in cabinetry, appliances, you know, even where the couch will lay out and will it fit against the window, those kinds of decisions. Once we get to that final design, then it's easy for us to write a clear scope for Michael then to bid to. And I take it a little bit further, and instead of having allowance numbers for finishes, we go out and actually I educate them on different finishes and maintenance and, you know, really how they're going to use their house. This helps in two ways. It gives a more realistic number for the client and some of the things that can contribute to allowance numbers versus realistic numbers are maybe brush gold is more about a third more than a typical faucet might cost. Mm-hmm. So if that's what the client wants and the builder doesn't know it, that's where you can kind of get caught up in a cost number. Mm-hmm. So having the finishes and a clear scope of work can really help also during the construction. So if I can tell our builder exactly what materials are going in, that might affect framing. Whereas if you waited until the middle of construction to pick your finishes, now you're kind of stuck. And I'll give you a quick example. We did a custom floor that was 1.5 inches thick in a pool bathroom. And the hallway flooring was only going to be a 3/4 inch engineered hardwood floor. So right there, we've created a 3/4 inch toe kick. So by being able to relate that to the contractor, he was able to frame it and lower it so that the two floors met simultaneously in the middle.
That's important information, and you if you don't have a design, you're definitely going to have to deal with some cost overruns there. What are we've all heard stories about renovations going over budget. Why does that happen in the industry?
So typically what I found as a general contractor going into a project and not having that defined scope of work ahead of time, there's only so much we can do to anticipate issues that would come up during the course of construction. And that's generally where you're going to have the biggest mishaps without the proper planning and design ahead of that. We're kind of walking in blind on some projects, especially if it's an older home where you're going to find lots of surprises when you open up walls. So we try to eliminate as much as possible with pre-planning. And that incorporates having the design, a defined scope of work, and then we can look at that together. And if I recognize something that may be a potential structural issue, if we're moving a wall, if we have foundation issues that we might run into, we can then bring in Tyndall Engineering ahead of time to eliminate as many unknowns as possible. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to have a little bit more control over anything that might come up, and still things will come up. And the benefit of having that group is we communicate constantly throughout the project. So I can call either Mary or Michael in, or call Sheridan in if we come across something, and we can immediately look at it. And without having that ability, the time it takes to address those issues, you know, time equals money. You could start then, you know, that ball rolling down a hill where it can cause costs to go mm-hmm. a lot higher.
For sure. Well, another challenge is in the building industry is communication. Sometimes homeowners feel left in the dark. What goes wrong when a designer, an engineer, and the contractor aren't coordinated from the start?
I would say a lot of finger pointing. We tried to solve that problem with a project management system. So we've got everything in there from communications to the client's financials. We've got to-do lists. We've got the schedule, daily log. And really just having that team from the very beginning is really important. So once we've got a design, we might bring Mike in during the scope of work and the construction budget to say, you know, is there another way to do this that's, you know, more cost effective? So value engineering is really important. And then, like we just, you know, Mike was saying, having Sheridan on board, if we come, we open a wall or we find a load bearing wall that's not, you know, supported from below, we've got some issues there that can cause a lot of problems. So being able, you know, he's familiar with the design, he's working with Mike, we can all put our heads together and come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of how miscommunication between separate teams creates real problems and costs for the homeowner?
Well, I mean, the when you're not, when you have three parts of that equation and they're not speaking to each other, or they're pointing fingers or kind of saying, well, you need to speak to the designer about that, or, you know, you should, this should have been taken care of as a different phase of the project, we kind of eliminate that entire concern. You know, being able to look at a project while the design is happening allows us to kind of go in, especially me specifically, and they may design something that I look at immediately at the house and be like, well, that's not going to work based on how the existing structure is. And if we want to do that, we'll have to kind of rethink whether it's the design or whether we have to have, you know, an engineer come in, shared, and we'll say, okay, you can do A or B, but, you know, C is going to be too expensive. Mm-hmm. So that's where that communication and pre-planning comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of is. Would you refer to this as the three companies coming together as like a design build kind of situation? I've always when you have a design build, the right hand knows what the left hand is doing.
Exactly. And Michael and I really, after the design process and the finish selections, we really stay on board to sort of be the client liaison and also help with things on site so that we ensure that the design is exactly what the client was expecting from the start.
Gotcha. Timeline delays are also part of a renovation. What causes most delays, and how does working as an integrated team help prevent those delays?
Well, I think Mike and I can come to it from different sides, but I would say finish selections are a big decision. So that's why we try to do those upfront. If you're trying, you know, that way when I get all the selections finalized, I order everything and they're on site. So if Mike calls me up and says, hey, the plumber's coming 3 days in advance, they're all right there. He knows exactly what he's got and, you know, what he's going to input. And he's not, now we're not chasing down finishes. He can just keep rolling with the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, let's talk about the design first approach. At Better by Design, you folks talk about a design first approach. What does that mean, and why does it matter to the homeowner's budget?
Well, there's lots of reasons for renovating a home. You know, solving a function and flow problem, not having enough storage, wanting larger rooms versus two smaller rooms they don't use, or just plain updating what's there, especially here in Charleston. We all have an older home. And most of the time it's a combination. So then the questions start. Well, you know, what does it look like? Can I move this space over there? You know, unless you can see it, can you know if you can actually make a decision? So by putting it into like the computer, like I started to say, it gives them two versions. It gives them a 2D, so it's a flat plan showing the layout and the flow, and then also a 3D rendering that they can actually see what it's like. And that gives a lot of information to a husband and a wife or whoever's doing the renovation to discuss, oh, I really like that. Or, you know what? I don't work that way, or I don't cook that way. And they work through the whole process. So we're solving problems on paper, not in the field. Mm-hmm. So again, we're saving, you know, construction dollars, and we're saving on time.
At what point does Tyndall Engineering typically get involved in a project, and why does bringing engineering in early rather than as an afterthought save homeowners money?
Well, I'll give you an actual example. We're working on a project now. So let's say we've finalized the design. We bring him in to say, okay, this is what we want to do. And most times we are removing a wall. And they go in and they do their formula to make sure that the load is able to hold what we're building. And he can point out anything from there. Otherwise, we open things up. And if we find the problem, then again, we're holding up the schedule. We're costing dollars that the client wasn't, you know, prepared to be spending. And it's just, it's good information. You want to know what you're going into before you tear down something.
Mm-hmm. What's something that might seem like a simple renovation, like knocking out a wall, adding a window, that actually requires engineering expertise most homeowners don't realize?
So the codes have changed a lot over the years. And when we're dealing with houses from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, when you go in to make these renovations, you have to bring them up to current code. So you'll get into situations where they used to allow this, But now they don't, and it's usually an afterthought as far as the engineering is concerned. And so you're halfway through the process, you find out that you got a load bearing wall that you're wanting to put a window in or a door, but it won't hold the load when you do that. And then you're struggling and trying to find an engineer that can come and help you, and you're usually waiting sometimes months before they can get to you. But I have an engineer involved on the front side. We can catch a lot of those things and give options. We're problem solvers. We want to make the vision of the designer happy, and we want to make it, you know, it's what the homeowner wants. But on the building side, we want to help them accomplish their goals without the cost getting away from things. So knowing the engineering up front and having us there with the update meetings, it reduces the amount of time, which time is money.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brown Dog Builders, you're the folks that are actually swinging the hammers and making it real. How is your job different when you have a detailed design and engineering plan done up front versus a typical project?
So what we do is actually pretty simple. I mean, the construction part is not, you know, it's straightforward. And if you give me a set of detailed plans with structurals, with design, we can plug and play at that point, and our process is much smoother. You know, otherwise you're kind of going in blind at that point if you don't have those details set up. And again, older homes, you are always going to find something within the walls that's been done through the years that isn't correct, and then you have to correct them at that point. So having that basically, here's how you build it, this is the scope of work, allows us to move through a lot faster and easier.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a design, a lot of times the homeowners end up asking the builder for a lot of design advice, right? You ultimately get hit up for that. And that's really not, it doesn't make it any easier for the contractor, right?
No, that's not really what we do either. I mean, we can do some of that, but it's better to have someone who works on plan and design like Mary and Michael, who can envision that and put it on paper, show the client ahead of time and let them see it before I walk in and kind of say, well, you could do this or that. And it really leaves a lot of that question mark that they have. And it's the best route for them to maximize, you know, what they want to do with their house.
Mm-hmm. What does real budgets versus allowances mean, and why should homeowners care about that distinction?
Well, that's where you kind of get into that 30-40% increase. And, you know, those are the nice things that people see at the end, and they want them a certain way. And I think when contractors give budget numbers for these finishes, they're good, solid numbers, but he doesn't know, like I said, if it's going to be brushed nickel versus gold. And if Mrs. Smith wants gold, that's going to be a 30% upcharge. So by doing that beforehand, they get to pick and choose where they spend their money. And maybe they thought they wanted to do a hardwood floor, for instance, and it was 10 grand. But they really liked this countertop, and that's 13 grand. And they say, well, if I step it down to an engineered hardwood, I save 3 grand, and then I can put it to my countertop. So we allow them in this process to be able to spend their money where they want to allocate the funds. And I think, you know, if you just went with a contractor, he's not going to spend the time to take his clients out there. And he's not educated in that. That's not what he does. He likes to build. And then you're at the hands of a salesperson who doesn't know your project, doesn't know your likes, doesn't know your house, and who's recommending based on, you know, on a sales floor. So it's going through the process and selecting them early allows you to spend your money, and you know where it's coming from, and there's no surprises halfway through the project.
Well, let's talk about this team dynamic. When Better by Design and Tyndall Engineering and Brown Dog Builders are working together on a project, how do you actually communicate? Are there weekly meetings? How does the homeowner stay in the loop?
We do have weekly meetings, and that just helps all of us, because there's always little questions that you know, come up or you think about during the week. But when you're actually in the home and walking, it also allows the client to ask questions and feel like they're a part of the process and we're not just building and leaving them out. You know, they're spending a lot of money, so they want to be involved on the little details.
Mm-hmm. What happens when there's a disagreement or unexpected issue on a project? How does having one coordinated team handle that differently than three separate companies?
Well, we were just on a project. We're working on a project together right now, and I don't know that we have had any disagreements yet, so I can't answer that. But I can say we were surprised by some things, and being able to sit down at the table and walking through it, like I think Mike was talking about before, bringing Sheridan in and saying, hey, we've got this issue. We were able to provide two different options for the client. And so we came to the table with them with solutions rather than a problem. And they were able to make the best decision for them and their project that they wanted to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a real project that Better by Design, Tyndall Engineering, and Brown Dog Builders all work together on. Can you walk us through what the homeowners wanted, what challenges came up, and how the team approach made a difference?
I can. So we are renovating the kitchen, and they wanted to open it up more into the family room and take some space out of the dining room. So we're impacting two different walls, right? Mike came in and said, yes, we can do that. But it was really the engineering component that we wanted to make sure before we gave them the thumbs up that, yes, this design worked for them. So we brought Sheridan into it. And with their formula, and I'm going to actually turn it over to him, we did discover an issue.
Yeah, so we were able to find that there was a structural issue that needed to be addressed regardless of the renovation that they were doing. And so we were able to give options and then work it in conjunction with what the plan was for the home. By giving options, it allows for a couple of different costs of what the repair would be. But then it also helps by having this dynamic where we are all communicating and working together, familiar with each other. Then Mike can come in on the contractor side and he can say, well, you know, I've done it this way before and it's a little bit easier, which can keep his costs down. And so by having the teamwork, it keeps those things that pop up. It reduces the overall cost and the time that it takes to get past those.
Gotcha.
And you know what, Tim, this was perfect example because it impacted the construction budget as well. So by sitting down and having everybody's numbers as well as the two solutions, Michael Pastrito was able to say it's going to figure out the budget and how it would impact. And I'll let Michael talk to you about that for a minute.
Yeah, so we basically came across a situation where we knew we had to increase the structural component because of what were the existing conditions were in the house. And so we kind of stepped back and said, all right, let's come up with alternate plans on this. And knowing the numbers ahead of time, I was able to say, okay, if we go with option A, here's the impact to the budget, and this is going to cost this much, and option B is going to cost this much. And having those figures along with the options to the client, Michael and Mary can present that to him and say, all right, you know, not only this is the design option, but here's your impact cost-wise to these changes. So it adds that critical element to the homeowner. And they can decide whether they want to spend the money on one of those options or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the good thing about having a scope of work that provides an accurate budget that allows us to make changes on the fly.
What would have happened if the homeowner had hired a separate designer, engineer, and contractor who'd never worked together before?
I think they'd probably still be at the phase of discussing where and how they want to make that change or that design in general, just because you have three different parties kind of not necessarily, maybe not talking to one another or giving information that's a little bit overload to the client as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just having options presented to them in a straight form, and it's also limiting some of the other options that can happen that really maybe not beneficial for the homeowner. So you kind of give them a more streamlined scope. And Mary and Michael, knowing the client personally and how they want to see that house, allows us to then, you know, say, hey, they're not interested in doing X, Y, and Z. This is kind of where their vision is. So let's focus on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the one thing I would add too, Tim, is when you hire them independently, that then puts the onus on the homeowner to then be basically the general contractor. So he's got to go to the engineer, they've got to go to the designer, they've got to go to the builder, and they're coordinating all this. For here, we're one-stop shop. We just, let's meet for lunch and let's walk it through, get things through.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a real life example. How did you get any feedback from the homeowner at the end?
Yes. And thank you for asking that. You know, surprisingly, you know, when you call up somebody and you say, hey, we'd like to meet about your project, something's come up, you know, they're going for the negative, they're thinking the worst. And being able to sit down in front of them, show them the design, show them the numbers, it just put their mind at ease so much better. And I got we got a personal email from the homeowner the next day and just said, thank you so much for walking us through this. It was, you know, we felt much more confident about the decision we made and who's working on our house. So that was a really nice, you know, email to receive for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're almost out of time, but for listeners thinking about a renovation, maybe a kitchen remodel or an addition, or a whole house project, what's the one question they should ask before hiring anyone?
Who is Better by Design? We need to get in touch with them. Uh-huh. No, seriously though, but I would say find a designer, somebody that you feel comfortable with. You know, these are very personal places in your home. And, you know, nobody uses the kitchen the same way. Nobody uses the bathroom the same way. We all have different needs. You know, we might be, you know, living there forever. We might only want it for 4 years. So really sit down and learn your options. And, you know, design can impact a lot of that. So I would start with a designer, you know, whether it be Better by Design or another somebody, and look for a team, really.
Okay. What's the biggest mistake you see homeowners make when starting a renovation project?
I would say not having an idea of what it's going to cost. If you don't have a clear scope of work, you know, you're never going to know your budget. I mean, there's no number. There's no end to that.
Mm-hmm. And if someone has had a bad experience with remodeling in the past with a contractor or if there's a renovation that's gone wrong, what would you tell them about trying again?
I'd say absolutely try again.
Okay.
And find somebody who's got a proven process and who is willing to come to the table and be your liaison and work with you.
All right. What's the best way for listeners to connect with this team, with Better by Design, Tyndall Engineering, and Brown Dog Builders?
Well, I think we'll just give you our individual websites and phone numbers real quick.
Uh-huh.
We do have a QR code and a website page, but we haven't finalized that yet. But for me, it's Mary Gerard at betterbydesign.biz, B-I-Z. And the phone number is 843-718-5263.
All right. How about Tyndall Engineering?
Yes, we're at Tyndall Engineering. .com. You can reach me through an email with S as in Sam Hopkins at Tyndall Engineering. And you can reach us at 843-739-6433.
All right. And how about Brown Dog Builders?
Brown Dog Builders, we're at browndogbuilderschs.com. My phone number is 843-469-4112. And I'll do you the favor of not spelling out my last name for my address so you can get that, my email address, so you can get that right off the website.
All right. Good deal. And if for a starting point to work with this great team, you can always find Better by Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Mary Gerard with Better by Design, Sheridan with Tyndall Engineering, and Michael with Brown Dog Builders. Thank you, folks.
Thank you so much, Tim. Take care.
And now we're talking with Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. How are you doing, Justin?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Well, Justin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Brothers Mattress.
Yeah, so a little bit about Brothers Mattress. I started in the mattress industry back in 2002. Started to help start a mattress company with my uncle. And then shortly after that, I joined the Marine Corps a couple years later and kind of went and traveled the world and really bounced around to a lot of different industries after that. And then kind of got back into the mattress game a few years ago and realized that it had changed tremendously from back in 2002 when I kind of first was introduced to it, and realized there was a big kind of hole in the marketplace. Mattress prices has really gotten out of control. And so I kind of found a niche in finding premium products that I could get for people at a reasonable price and make it to where a good night's sleep wasn't something that you could only get at a high-end hotel or if you had, you know, really deep pockets. And so the idea for Brothers Mattress was kind of formed out of that. And then, you know, the name. I have three brothers. I served in the Marine Corps. And so the whole idea was like, you know, centered around being a family business through and through, being a part of the community and, you know, being that person that you can rely on to help you and help guide you through this process, which can be daunting for a lot of people, which is buying a mattress.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what types of mattresses does Brothers Mattress sell?
Sure. The types of mattresses that we sell are Helix, Brooklyn Bedding, Lisa, and Birch. Birch is our organic brand. They're all made here in the United States. They're made in a factory in Phoenix. They're all made to order, and they all come with a lifetime warranty. So we really found a company that we love that stands behind their product, and we feel confident that we can stand behind it as well, knowing that it's the highest quality available. It's made here in the United States. And so all those things kind of check all the boxes for us.
Mm-hmm. How do you match a customer with the right mattress? Whenever we've bought a mattress, it's laying down on the mattress in the store for, you know, 60 seconds, and you don't really know what you're buying until you get it home and start sleeping on it.
Absolutely. Great question. So one of the things that we focus on is we're here for your long-term comfort and your long-term business, right? So we do 120-day sleep trial. So if you're not happy, you know, we want you to come back in and reselect. So one of the first things I ask people when they come in is, what are you looking for? You know, is it a soft, you know, do you like a softer mattress? Do you like a firmer mattress? Or is it somewhere in between? And then I really tell people, and I stress the importance of not just coming into a mattress store and laying on everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not coming into a mattress store after a great night's sleep. You know, you're coming in here because what you currently have is causing you problems. Whether you're waking up with a sore back, you know, a sore neck, or you just are sleeping in, we all know this, right? Where you get to that point in your mattress where you're kind of sleeping in a bowl, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
because there's just kind of that hole in your mattress. So it's important that, you know, you keep that in mind, right? And let us kind of help guide you to the right thing. You know, if you don't like soft mattresses, well, there's about a dozen mattresses in here that I wouldn't even have you lay on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they might feel nice for that 60 seconds that you're laying on them, you know, we know that long term, if you don't like a soft mattress, that's not going to be necessarily a great fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we really focus on that first, right? What do you like as far as comfort level? And then we're going to talk a little bit more about how you sleep, right? Do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back? Do you toss and turn? Do you sleep hot? Do you sleep cold? Because those are all things that we can find a mattress that is tailored to those specific things.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of things we focus on.
What are the mattresses that can be found at Brothers Mattress made of?
Sure. It's a myriad of different materials. I don't particularly care for all foam mattresses. I do have a few, but generally I have personal concerns about the longevity of a foam mattress. So most everything that I have in here are hybrid mattresses, meaning they have some semblance of a coil unit at the base and then some various different levels of foam, right? So that can be graphite infused, memory foam, cooling foams. Some of them have latex layers, and then they're all available with a cooling layer on the top for those of you that sleep on the warmer side.
Gotcha. And is there how long should someone expect a mattress from Brothers Mattress to last?
Our goal is to see you in this mattress for 15 to 20 years. Now, that said, it's important that you take steps to take care of your mattress. Okay, a couple things that you can do that are rotating your mattress on a regular basis. We're creatures of habit, right? So if you're anything like me, you sleep on the same, you know, really like 18 inches. I've got a king size mattress and I sleep in the same like 18 inch section every night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that I rotate my mattress to make sure that I'm not just sleeping on one little portion and that portion's getting worn out faster than the rest of the mattress. So rotating the mattress is very important. Keeping a mattress protector on it, right? Because anything that comes in contact with that mattress is going to degrade it over time. So making sure that we try and keep it covered and keep everything off of it will help extend the life.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your website, Bros, B-R-O-S, mattress.com. It says, built to last, all mattresses come with a lifetime warranty so you can rest easy.
Yep. Yeah, so everything comes with a lifetime warranty from the factory, which is great. We're really excited about that, and we stand behind our products. And, you know, we're here for you for the long run. Mm-hmm. We're not just here, you know, to get you in something and then, you know, after a couple years have to get you in something new. You know, we want something that is going to last for a long time.
And who are those cute kids on your homepage that are jumping on one of the Helix mattresses?
Yeah, so that's my son Landon and my daughter Madison. My daughter Madison, shout out to her. She just turned 10, which makes me feel old, but I told her she's not allowed to age anymore. So therefore, I'm not aging anymore. So now that we've come to terms with that. And then my son Landon is 11.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, when you're making a decision to buy a new mattress, if you have a choice of buying from a company that is veteran owned, that's local here in Charleston, that the owners live and are part of the community right here in Charleston, you might as well give Brothers Mattress a chance. Visit Brothers Mattress and see if they can help you. And where is Brothers Mattress located?
So we are in the Point Hope Shopping Center off Clements Ferry Road. It's the public shopping center off Clements Ferry.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And one last question. What are some of the telltale signs that someone needs a new mattress?
Sure. I think some of the things that we talked about earlier, whether it be, you know, you're waking up with neck pain, back pain, you've got that dreaded bowl effect in your mattress where you're just kind of, you know, you're sleeping in a bowl, right? It's hard to climb out of your mattress. And then, of course, time, right? If it's been 10, 12 years, and the mattress is looking a little rough, it's probably time to consider something new.
Mm, gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Brothers Mattress?
Yeah, the best thing is to go to our website, www.brosmattress.com, or feel free to give us a call here at the store, and we're here 6 days a week.
All right, great. Well, and you can always find Brothers Mattress within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with veteran Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. Thanks so much, Justin.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Kristen Tim with Tidal Creek Design. How are you doing, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Kristen, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Tidal Creek Design.
Yeah. So we are a full-service landscape design firm, and we work with clients from concept of design and creating their outdoor space all the way to actually using their outdoor space. We like to bring the outdoors and make it like, I guess, to live and make it an extension of their home. Mm-hmm. So they have more usable space, whether it's just beautifying the view even more or actually making it a space that they can enjoy with a pool or outdoor kitchen or a living room. So.
Well, we're very lucky. All those poor northerners who are suffering through the winter months, they can't imagine what it's like to enjoy outdoor living space right now, and then they only get a couple three months of decent weather before fall. But we're so lucky here in the Low Country. A lot of people, they love their location of their home. They maybe want a little bit more space to spread out a little bit, and extending that space outdoors and creating a really special outdoor living space it's not only possible. If you live here in the Charleston area, you should definitely take advantage of it. And how does Tidal Creek Design go about helping homeowners extend their space outdoors?
Yeah, so we always start our projects with an initial site visit, which we typically plan for about an hour of time. And that time we kind of go through with a fine-tooth comb, essentially, your property. So I like to walk around with clients. I normally like to start inside their house too, so I can kind of get an idea of what their tastes are inside, with their decor and kind of, you know, what furnishings they have. And then, you know, kind of talk about just general aesthetics of like what their landscape goals are, what do they want to do outside, and then, you know, spend some time walking around outside. Obviously, we address any issues that we have, if they have any drainage issues, or they want to have, you know, more privacy, or they need to screen, you know, a view, something like that. We'll talk about all of that, but then really kind of stand in the space and kind of, you know, use our imagination and visualize like different rooms and living spaces and that, and kind of find out their habits too, like their living habits. What are they doing when they get home? What are they doing after, you know, work and enjoying that time outside? Do they like to garden, or do they want to just sit and read a book or eat lunch or dinner outside? Things like that. So we kind of go through all of that along with what plants do they like? How much shade do they have? You know, sunlight, all of that fun stuff. Or do they have full sun and they need an umbrella or a pergola, you know, something to help kind of redirect or block some of the sunlight. So we kind of really go through, like I said, with a fine-tuned comb and like figure out exactly what we need to use as parameters when we're putting that design together for them.
You know, it really sounds like you're an interior designer except for the exterior. And I've not heard anybody call themselves an exterior designer, but that's pretty much what Tidal Creek Design can help homeowners with, right?
Yes, absolutely. We actually are working with a current project now that's starting construction, but we started the design process back at the beginning of fall, and we full on exterior design going beyond the landscape. We actually are re-siding their house, and we did a brand new front door design, changing out their front porches, stairs, back porches as well, changing out railings, like all of this in conjunction with the landscape design, and the like a new fence and everything. So I'm excited to see that one come together, because we literally, it's like we kind of took the makeup off the house and then we are reapplying it. So I think it's going to be a neat project. But yes, the exterior designer, you know, it's funny, in certain contexts I have said to my, like, talking about what I do, I am essentially an exterior designer, because we are bringing in the furnishings and all of those finishing touches with planters and that too, and picking out pool tiles and house colors and things like that, that just goes beyond the interior of the house. So
Tidal Creek Design, you folks are not just getting your hands dirty with plantings and things like that. What are some of the other elements that you help homeowners with? You mentioned like furniture selection or paver selection and an installation, and what other types of elements?
Yeah, so kind of all of the above. So we have done hardscaping. A lot of people now are, I would say 95% of all projects have a component of hardscaping in it, whether it's a new walkway, a patio, pool decking, you know, things like that. So we will bring, which I wish there was a lighter option for pavers, because they are heavy, but we bring paver samples to clients, or we'll meet at different suppliers around town to select those pavers. Furnishings, I carry a large variety of different outdoor furnishing vendors, and I love the lines because they're high quality. They're built to handle our coastal environment and the salt air. Fabrics too, you know, we help select fabrics for that. Planters, pergolas, wood finishes, things like that. It's funny too, because I have had a few clients that have brought me inside as well, and we've just talked about different things, and we actually have a project too where we ended up bringing my father works with me some too. He actually does woodworking, and he built a banquette for an eat-in kitchen area. And my mother-in-law is a semi-retired interior designer. She still dabbles a little bit, but she can do drapery and all that. And so we ended up doing a whole like eating kitchen inside of a banquettes and window treatments and that. So I've had a few clients that are like, what do you think about this? You know, should I have some wallpaper? Do I need window treatments here? And I give my opinion, and if they go for it, we do it. So it's kind of funny how you really can, you know, be a good transition from interior to exterior and kind of do both. The exterior portion of it, you just have to have extensive plant knowledge and know what plants work and like the different environments and things like that. And same for inside, you have to know what plants work inside as well, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's one of those things that a lot of contractors, carpentry contractors, experience when they're doing some work on a house. The project starts to spread, and the homeowner says, "Well, while you're here, we might as right. well do this or that or whatever."
Yes, it always starts, can I get your opinion on this? Uh-huh. And then it leads to something else too. So, but we have fun with it, and I love working with my clients. I get to know them really well through the process, just because we're asking questions about their life and, you know, what their routines are and what they enjoy doing while they're home. And we want to make this space a place to come home to and just relax and enjoy, not something you're coming home after a stressful day of work and you're stressed out already by, you know, getting home. So, you know, we really strive to listen to what they're saying and make sure that we are maximizing their space for their budget.
Well, it's most homeowners would say, if I could just snap my finger and have this new outdoor space, that would be great. But this sounds like about the closest thing to that is to have Tidal Creek Design come out. And, you know, within a short amount of time, Tidal Creek Design can transform whatever the outdoor space that they're looking for. And even in the summertime, do you take into account like the prevailing winds and things like that so people can stay cool during the summer and so forth?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We take into account that along with, again, like with sunlight, and we're strategic about where we are placing plants if we need, you know, again, or like a pergola. So if somebody's in full direct hot afternoon sun, but wants to enjoy their outdoor space in the afternoon, then we're going to be looking at whether it's a roof structure, or are we going to put some canopy trees there that can really filter that sunlight, or do we need to have, you know, a pergola with a shade cloth on it, something like that. But yes, or we position spaces to where if we are getting some winds, even though the winds can change, but where are we going to maximize things like that coming mm-hmm. through? So,
yeah. Well, yeah. We're almost out of time, but I did sure. want to ask you, people are already starting to think about spring, and what would be your recommendations as far as what homeowners should be thinking about and doing as we approach spring and the outside of their home?
Yes. So we're in mid-February. This is a great time to start with your landscape designs. Depending on the extensive of the design, is you might be enjoying it by the end of spring, beginning of summer. If it's a little more detailed, like doing a pool, things like that, then you might be looking at kind of towards the end of the summer, enjoying that space. Always recommend if you're doing pools, start probably anywhere from like 8 to 12 months before you want to be enjoying that pool, just because there's a lot of permitting processes with it. But, you know, right now, even if you're doing just like a small little yard refresh, or you need to update your outdoor furnishings and that, this is the perfect time to start doing that so that you are able to enjoy it this spring and the beginning of the summer.
Well, that sounds great. How can folks get more information about Tidal Creek Design?
Sure. So you can head to our website, which is just tidalcreekdesigns.com. And we have a contact us form you can fill out, and we'll get back with you to schedule a phone call. If you want to look at some of our projects, our Instagram is a great place to check all of that out. Or you can come see us at Madison Miller Decor on Johns Island. It's on Hollydale Court, and that's a great place to come see. We have a small little showroom retail space in there, so you can pick up some great little planters and garden accessories, as well as select some outdoor furnishings too.
That sounds great. And you can always find Tidal Creek Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.